This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. When the Bad Axe City Council meets at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, August the 3rd, they will review a request to allow some new businesses to operate in the city. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to review a petition to allow two marijuana businesses to operate in the city limits. The meeting will be in the council chambers at City Hall at 300 East Heron Avenue. Several years ago, Michigan residents voted to allow marijuana businesses to operate in the state. In 2008, residents voted to legalize medicinal marijuana, and in 2018, they voted to legalize recreational marijuana as well. The recreational aspect allows people to grow, process, and purchase marijuana. Under the law, each resident is allowed to grow 12 plants, regardless of how many adults live there. And medicinal caregivers can grow 12 plants each for up to 5 clients. The city meeting will be in the council chambers at City Hall at 300 East Heron Avenue in Bad Axe. And another news for today. Municipalities are scrambling to get their websites ready to meet new mandatory standards. Websites now have to meet Americans with Disability Act standards, and the city of Croswell took action to meet that requirement during their most recent meeting by hiring a company to do the work. The council accepted the contract proposal from Schumacher Technology Group to upgrade and revamp their city's website at a cost of $4,300 to create a functional and ADA-compliant website, which will also be a cost savings from other companies that put in bids. According to regulations, most commercial and public websites must be ADA compliant, especially applying to state and local government entities. The original 1990 ADA law did not mention the internet specifically, but federal agencies and courts have since interpreted the act to include modern digital platforms. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us now to your news for the hour, several hirings were approved during Thursday's Tuscola County Commissioners meeting. Building and Grounds Director Mike Miller, who is also the Director of Recycling, was officially hired as the county's controller and administrator after serving in that position for several months as an interim placeholder. Miller has been with the county for over 24 years in various positions before working his way up to being the director of two departments. His three-year contract calls for a starting salary of $110,000. Miller's shift to a new position creates openings in his former positions as well. Assistant Building and Grounds Director Thomas McLean will now be the director of that department, with his salary being set at $60,320. Assistant Recycling Director Beth Hopp will also move to being the director of recycling with a salary of $56,550. With McLean and Hop moving into director positions, the assistant director position will not be filled, which will be a cost savings in the long run. And another news for today. The Michigan Department of Transportation has announced that M15 will be temporarily closed starting next month. The road work will be for the resurfacing of more than a mile of M15 from Young's Ditch Road and 22nd Street north to M25. While the road work is being done, M15 traffic will be detoured from Columbus Avenue to M25 starting on Saturday, August the 1st, through Thursday, August the 13th. An additional closure will be in place on M15 from Columbus Avenue to Young's Ditch Road on Tuesday, August the 4th, as well as Wednesday, August the 5th. The highway improvements total around $841,000. And while the work is being done, traffic will be detoured for both closures in each direction via Young's Ditch Road and Pine Road. Access to businesses will also be maintained. The work is expected to extend the lifespan of the roadway and increase safety for motorists. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.